The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
On today's UFC Unfiltered, my Jimmy is not here, but my Jamie English is here. Say hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
And even, or just as exciting, if not more, maybe a tiny bit more, Master Henzo Gracie is here.
Pleasure to be with you guys.
I'm so happy, Master Henzo. I'm so excited for this show. Oh, and Valentina Shevchenko calls in. What a show.
Jaws are dropped throughout this arena. Nobody is sitting down.
Chasing that finish. Elbows raining down.
Oh! On the button.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he hurt him again.
He's out.
This is UFC Unfiltered. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Hello, everybody. It's me, the loud one. Hi, Jamie English.
Hello, Matt.
I gave it away that you're here. Jimmy's not here. Chris, the producer's here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, listen. And I got really good news. I got exciting news. Well, hey, listen, it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be good.
I'm not saying that to try to convince myself, Jamie. I did say that kind of weird, like it's going to be a great show, and I looked at you. But it is going to be a fantastic show.
It's going to go off.
We got Valentina Shevchenko calling in.
Yes.
She's fighting this weekend, co-main event.
Going to be great.
Co-main event.
Amazing.
This weekend, December 8th.
Exciting.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada. 10 p.m. Sorry, I'm getting right into plug mode. Jimmy's not here. I got to pick up the slack. But you're here to pick up the fucking slack. What am I saying?
Exactly.
Oh, we might have a visitor. I say might. Because he also said he's going to go to my wedding. And next thing you know, he's in Abu Dhabi. Master Henzo should be coming in. And I will not touch that applause button until he does walk through that door. Because, you know, you never know with Master Henzo. I love him to death. He could show up. But he could show up at like 3 p.m. when we're out of here. You never know.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not about him not showing up. He will show up.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the show's an hour, hour and a half.
I know.
I'm happy to see you, though.
I'm happy to see you, man.
We're going to have so much fun. We're going to go over the fights. But I have Jimmy, I don't know where he is. And I'm worried about him.
Missing in action.
I think he finally, this is what the deal is. And I thought about this. Because I go to Craig, what happened to him? He goes, nah, he couldn't make it. He had to get on a plane and... It's probably busy. You know, Jimmy's, you know, the guy's taking over the world.
He's popular.
He's funny. Dude, he's a funny man.
He is.
Funny man.
Makes me laugh.
I think I finally broke him. I think it was the last episode. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
There was a certain point in it where I broke into like a song again, but an anaconda choke. And I caught him looking at me. And I think it was him just realizing where he is at his life, and he doesn't need this shit. That's, I swear to God. Can I play it for you guys? Can I play where it was?
Oh, sure.
Because I swear to God, this is it. Let me see if this comes through, if I put this.
Yeah, if you put it right by the screen.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the mic.
Anaconda choke, can you hear me?
Oh, wait, hold on.
You had Jake Matthews, Jimmy, by second round.
Listen to this. And this is where it goes south.
It goes pretty
It was like it was going that way. Yeah. It looked like it was going that way.
Yeah.
Anaconda choke, can you hear me? Anaconda choke, can you see me?
Yeah, did you think it was two, maybe 1-1 going into the third round? But I thought.
I like when Jimmy just looks at me. Sorry, Jimmy.
Now, look, I apologize to Jimmy after that because, listen, I did that and I looked at Jimmy. And he was looking at me not with disgust. It wasn't like a. I think Jimmy really does like me. But it was kind of like, dude, I'm a fucking, what?
I'm a grown man, and I'm listening to this.
I might be a grown-ass man that acts like a chipperson, that acts like a weird... I might have my fetishes, but what the fuck am I doing with this guy?
I'm going to draw the line
here. Why is this fucking Neanderthal singing to me? And the best is, if you hear that clip, like I it wasn't like a quick thing I sang out. Like, I paused, I did the second little thing. Chris, the producer, doesn't even acknowledge it. He just goes on with what he's talking about.
He's amused.
It's like,
at this
point, didn't say a fucking thing. And Jimmy's just fucking looking at me. You know what I think it is? You know what I think it is, Jamie? And you know me a long time. I think that in the beginning, it's a lot of fun. Because you see me, you're hanging out with me, right? And you're like, wow, he's exactly like he was on that other, on the show in real life. That's him. And then, and I'm, you know, like jovial.
You are.
Jovial. Yeah. Happy.
Yeah.
And then after like maybe a couple years, you get like, he's a little loud. You know, he's a little loud. And he sings. I can get it. Maybe I'm fucking annoyed. Maybe I just annoyed Jimmy so much that he's off the fucking show.
Aww.
You think you think that's what's going on here, guys?
Nah, I don't think so.
Am I looking into this too much?
I think if
I'm I smoking too much of the devil stuff?
You might be
devil's
a little paranoid. Lunches. Yeah. If I had to guess.
I hope I didn't. I hope that song didn't break the, was the straw that broke the fucking camel's ass. I really hope it wasn't.
If I had to guess, I bet Jimmy's on his way to the Aussie party that he'd be making.
That's where that's mother. Listen, I don't got to be Columbo to figure that fucking shit out. Nice job, Nancy Drew. He did that shit. Yeah. Chris, the producer. We're not going to get him in trouble with the bosses and tell him that he's at Ozzy's party.
No, and I have no idea, but, you know.
Listen, no matter where it is, his priorities are off. No, boy, they're right. Aww. I love fucking Jimmy. I fucking love you. And the people like the behind the scenes. They like that behind the scenes shit. Yeah. They, Jamie, they like it.
They love it.
It's right now. Oh. Excuse me, everybody. Did I say that? Did I do that out loud? Mm-hmm. Jamie, I forget that you're so proper, English and everything else.
Well, it's not getting carried away. We're,
no, yeah, you're definitely an improper English guy. But Jamie, I like to have fun. How you been, man? I feel like I haven't seen you in a hot minute.
I know. You went away with the fam, didn't you?
I went to Disney.
Did you have a nice time?
Yes. Did I talk to you when you were in Disney?
Yeah, you called in.
I did.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen. Oh, you know what I did yesterday before we delve into some nice MMA gossip and news?
Yeah.
I say news because that's solid stuff, but then there's gossip. Like, really? Is that happening? Okay. But before I get into that, you know, I got stem cells and I got that gel shot into my left knee. You know what's really sad? The fact that I got arthritis in my left knee. Arthritis, I didn't know what that was. You know, I just thought that was something old people get. And it turns out it is, which fucking I think I'm just a fucking old guy. And dude, it's basically just wear and tear. That's what it is. It's wear and tear. So, you know, I don't know, man. Like, if I've done nothing, like I didn't train like an animal for fucking 20 years, 20 plus years, would I be still dealing with this if I was just walking around with my business? Or I'd probably just be a fat guy. Why I'm thinking out loud, guys.
I think it's good. I mean, obviously, I don't like that people get injured, but at least at the end of the day, if you're wearing your body out, you can slow down and hopefully medical technology catches up. But, you know, you don't want to go to your grave in perfect working order, do you?
You know what's that saying. That yeah, fuck yeah, man. You want some scars. I got some scars. Yes, you want some fucking scars before you go to your grave. That's why Master Henzo's still fighting.
That's right.
Oh, I can't wait to ask him some questions. You think he's showing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he
is. I think he's going to show up. Yeah.
I think he's going to show up. Henzo, he shows up. He's on Henzo time.
He is.
He gets here when he gets here. Uh-huh. He's got these new shirts he's coming out with. What is it called?
I think it's Fodaisy.
Fodaisy. The fuck? And I'm like, what does that mean? They never answered me back. And then they're like, it means something. I asked the Brazilian guy that was in here with John Jones, and he told me, and I still don't remember what it meant. Do you remember what it means?
Yeah, it's like,
what does it mean?
It's a phrase in Brazilian, essentially, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, like, who cares? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
It's like when there's no choice, then just fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's so funny when it comes to the Gracies, because there's all different like types of, there's such a big family.
Yeah.
Like, you got the Gracie brothers who are very, they're all good, no matter where you go, jiu-jitsu-wise, but they got different like personalities. Of like course, in a sense where the Gracie brothers are very, you know, I mean, there was one post by one of them was like, oh guys, why is people giving the finger? It's not nice. You know, like very kind of goody two shoes, you know, smiling and like, you know, that like, you know. the anti-bullying stuff, which is great for everybody, but they're very clean cut. Then you got Henzo with the fuck it shirts coming out. You know what I mean? You got Hickson, who's like an old samurai, samurai, like spiritual, like meditating in fucking waterfalls. And then you got Henzo fucking tackling bounces at fucking in his 50s and fucking, you know, fighting still. Comes out with a shirt that means says fuck it with his face on it. It's just so funny. Right?
It's very different.
Every family's got some different types, though, I'm sure.
That's probably what keeps people motivated, keeps people going. You don't want the same. You don't want, you know, obviously, whatever your art is, it's the art. But then you color it with your personality, right? That's what makes it yours, right?
That's why I'm so... Oh, did I even get back to my knees? Was I saying about that?
You were talking about
arthritis. That's what I was saying. My arthritis. Oh, yeah, but I go back to the left third. Let me get back to that. So I got... stem cells and that gel stuff together, like shot into my left knee, like because and then I'm gonna. It's a series of three shots. Fucking insurance doesn't cover that shit, man. It's like fucking $2,200, something crazy, man.
Wow.
But it's supposed to, like, look, man, I'm close to bone on bone, so I got to do something to like reverse that fucking process or slow it down or whatever. So I'm looking into that, and so that's this is what they were the orthopedists were recommending. You know, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's fucking, you know, hopefully it fucking helps me out. You know what I mean? And then, I don't know, I'm just bitching. But I mean, you know, I need to be on the mat. I worked out this morning. I did some pad work and some calisthenics. But I need my Kimuras and a nice Ashigarami. I need it. Is that asking too much?
Not really.
I'm only 44.
Well, some people like to get up, have some oatmeal, and maybe a coffee. Yeah. Matt likes a Kimura.
Sure.
You know what
Say
I mean?
Say Ashigarami.
And an Ashigarami.
Say it again.
Ashigarami.
I love it. But listen, man.
A little toke and an Ashigarami? Sure. But you've spent probably way more time. At 44, you've spent way more time doing jiu-jitsu and grappling and doing all this stuff, like more than the average person, I would say. So.
I had back issues at one point, man, where I had to deal with some shit. That's way worse than anything because you're just fucking, you can't do anything.
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do dick. Yeah. So, I don't want to bitch too much about this. I will get through this shit. And I just don't like stuff to slow me down. But it is weird how things work out. I am repping a lot more of the fucking... reverse X into Ashigarami.
Well,
I like jiu-jitsu. I love it. I love it.
You do.
Let's talk about the fights.
Okay.
Chris, the producer, why don't you bring up the card that's going on this weekend so I can look at it?
Sure. Well, we got it over here. I can scroll down a little bit.
Oh, that's fun.
See. Yeah.
Oh, man, I am just... I want to talk to Henzo about that, too, that...
There's some incredible fight. This card is
Gunn and Elbow. Oh, wow.
Stacked. Wow. It's a great card.
Yeah. Wait a second. We probably announced it on here, but again, we talk about so many different fights.
Yeah.
I am really excited about Gunnar Nelson coming back. We haven't seen him since he lost to Ponzinibbio.
Correct.
Yeah. Ages ago. It feels like it's been a year ago.
Fight Magny at one point or maybe, and he got hurt.
I like Gunnar Nelson. I like him a lot, and that's a great fight. That's a great fight. Cowboy Oliveira is a nasty guy too. He's been doing well. When was his last fight though, Cowboy? Did he beat Yancey, or did he lose to Yancey?
No, he lost to Yancey. That was the last time he lost. I think that was a few fights ago at this point now for him. Yeah. He lost to Yancey December 2nd last year, and then he has wins over Carlos Condit and Carlo Pedersoli Jr. in his last fight.
He beat Ryan LaFleur also, which is no easy task.
Yeah.
This is one of the most even, like I think in terms of matchmaking, this card, just unbelievable matchups. Really hard to pick who's going to win any of these.
Yeah.
Scroll up a little bit there. Let me see what we got here. Oh, wow.
Yep.
I feel like I get surprised when I see certain fights that I should know that's on here. But when's the last time we saw Jimmy Manoa fight? And the fight, and he's fighting Thiago Santos. That shit could be a main. I'll tell you, that could be a main event elsewhere on one of these fight cards.
Absolutely. Well, it was supposed to be the main event actually in Brazil recently. But Manoa, he tore his groin or something like days before the fight. And then Eric Andre stepped in and fought Thiago Santos. So that was going to be a main event. And now it's rebooked here. Manoa's last fight was against Jan Blachowicz. It was decision loss. That was in March of this year.
Man, Jimmy, what did you say about Jimmy Manoa? When was
his last fight? Was a unanimous decision loss to Jan Blachowicz.
And before that, I believe he lost. Is he coming off two losses?
Two in a row. He got knocked out by Volkan Uzdemir very early in the first round.
Oh, and Thiago just won.
He did. He's got two in a row.
Wait. I know. Don't tell me. Mm-hmm. Just tell me. Fuck it. I must help me start guessing.
He's got two in a row. A unanimous decision went over Kevin Holland, and then he fought Eric Anders in Brazil for his last fight. He won by TKO.
And let's not forget, he is the last guy to hand Anthony Smith his last loss, correct?
Correct.
Oh, all right. Yep. I love when it's correct. I feel like a dick when it's incorrect.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Indeed.
We talk about a lot of fights here on UFC Unfiltered.
Yes, you do.
We have a good time.
We do.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we're going to go over the picks in a second. Let's just look at the card. And then, of course, Valentina Shevchenko.
Yep.
Versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Not bad.
Very solid.
Not that bad.
Sweet.
All right, guys. I'm trying to get better. Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega. Wow. We're gonna do the picks afterwards.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I actually, who did I forget? Is there anybody we're missing?
And we didn't say the first one, Hakeem Dawodu versus Kyle Bochniak. Kyle Bochniak, you really like against the Heat.
Yeah. He's a tough kid.
Yeah, remember that fight, yeah.
And you're going to tell me about Hakeem, but let's do it out over the picks.
Sure.
I'm excited about this freaking card, and I like the, I got my nephew, my godson, the baptism, is it the baptism? Christening? We got something. This I suck. Yeah. But I will be there. I got something this Sunday. My buddy, Frank Yoyegi, Bam Bam, I call him. One of my black belts. You met him before. Yeah. Good guy. Good kid. Yeah. Tough kid. Firefighter here in New York.
Cool.
He's one of New York's bravest.
Hell yeah.
Besides being one of my Jedis. I'm the godfather to his kid, Jeremy. So that's this Sunday.
Nice.
So you know what that means. Saturday? Saturday night?
Ugh.
I get to chill out.
Wow.
I get to fucking just chill out and watch some fights. Do you realize I'm a fan? Do you realize that I enjoy? That's what I enjoy. It's right. I look forward, knowing that Saturday night I'm going to be ordering gluten free pizza. I said it. I don't you listen to me.
It's
don't
coming.
You fucking dare. No, I said gluten free. I said gluten free, and I'm gonna. And I've been doing the right thing with it. But that's what I'm going to have, and I'm going to order some food. Maybe some Persian food. Maybe I'll go that route instead. It's healthy. And I'm going to watch these freaking fights, and I'm going to be in my glory.
Nice.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Getting exotic with his food choices.
Yeah, branching out.
I'm doing the right thing. You saw what I ate, or I tried to eat before we got on air?
Yeah. Well, you tried to, yeah.
Yeah, then we had the 5-second rule. How'd that work out for me? I was eating a chicken beef jerky fucking stick thing or whatever. A piece of beef jerky.
Yeah.
But it wasn't beef. It was chicken.
Right.
I was almost done with it. I had one more bite. And you know, sometimes you're looking for that last bite.
Yeah.
Because it looks good and juicy. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? That last bite, that'll get me where I need to get that energy I need to wait for Master Enzo Crazy to get here. And
because you're a stellar athlete. Because you're a stellar athlete.
I dropped that
you
fucking
dropped
thing.
It right in the floor.
And when I dropped that thing, you said, 5-second rule.
Yeah.
What happened?
20 seconds later.
Did we see it? First of all, this is not that huge a place, place here. Did we find it?
No.
It's a story of my fucking life, man. Story of my fucking... Lose my head if it wasn't attached. That type of fucking old man joke.
Yeah.
It's true. Where's that beef jerky? Look around. Where is it?
I think a rat ran off with it.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. It did
it's a rat that was on the wall over at the stand-up New York fucking place. We really did move up in the world over here.
This place is lovely.
God, I hope Jimmy didn't just leave me.
Don't worry, you're not breaking up.
I'm happy to see you.
I like you too. But Jimmy's the man.
He'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's going to be back?
Yeah, yeah.
Me too, guys. Don't get worried. UFC Unfiltered Army, don't get worried. What time is it now? The Valentina's calling in a couple minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
Do me a favor. Could you please, and I want you to ask her some questions that the people on the Twitterverse or wherever they're hitting you up on. Fan questions.
On UFC, at UFC Unfiltered on Instagram, sometimes there'll be a post about, we have Valentina coming on, you have a question?
And people ask me some questions, and I try to get back. They DM me, and they do this and that, and I do hit people back.
Right.
But I can't hit everybody back. It's ridiculous. So they could also get me up through you. I don't know. Through where?
UFC. At UFC Unfiltered on Instagram, people could post
questions. Yeah. You know.
Because we put up the promo vids on there. Follow there. You could ask questions. People, you know, we'll check them out. We'll see if anything comes up.
I mean, you know, I like to be a man of the people.
Yes.
The UFC Unfiltered Army, I treat them like they're family.
Yeah.
People asking for t-shirts and stuff. Can I just get on the ball? I'm changing up my website.
Okay.
Something simpler. Yeah. Just say, you want a t-shirt, you want a mug that says Kimura Savage, hit me up. Jamie. We're going to go with some gossip now.
Okay.
Ooh. Hit us! Hit us!
Well, I was actually going to say, if
What?
The prelim card, like the early fights on this card are unbelievable as well. Olivier Aubin Mercier versus Gilbert Burns Durinho. That's kicking off the FS1 prelims. Eric Anders versus Elias Teodoro's on there. Kaitlyn Chookagian versus
Elias.
Jessica.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
Oh wait. Oh, that's gonna be rough. That's hard for me to even.
Yeah,
I know both of those girls. I hate that.
Yeah,
I like that. That's gonna be a good fight.
Team, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough one. That's on the that's not on the main card.
That's on the prelims.
Oh, good. I don't got to pick that one then. I don't want to have to pick that.
Claudia Gadelha and Nina Ansarov are fighting as well. So this.
Oh wow! No wonder why. Wow! I got to see these. I'm watching the prelims. I always watch the prelims anyway. I'm not saying it's something, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's a great card.
I like Eric. Eric Andrews is back already.
Yep.
That dude does. He likes to stay busy. It feels like I just seen him fight in Brazil.
Well, that was in Brazil. And Thiago Santos as well. They fought each other, so they're both.
And Elias, he's been to my place before. He might look like a pretty boy, ring card boy. He's a ring card boy.
Yeah.
He walks around with the ring card. But you know what's funny? Watch if a drunk's like watching the show, and they're like, pretty boy. And they go to attack him, thinking that he's like that guy Fabio or something.
Oh,
he'll fuck people up.
Yeah, it's a mistake.
He's been at my place before. That guy, I seen that guy train. He's good.
He's no joke.
Elias is good, man. He's got a unique style. It's interesting. He doesn't take a lot of damage.
Yeah.
He stays pretty for the ladies.
That's right.
I think that guy's on like romantic novel books.
Yes, that's right.
Is he?
Yep.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's on the cover of like romance novels. Yeah.
I thought I heard that. I thought it was just a rumor. That's true, though.
That's brilliant.
That guy's got it made.
Do you think we could get on the cover of romance novels?
I could.
Maybe a real specific type.
I'd be like a fetish, you know? Like, you know, short and bald gone wild or something. You know? Me, cannoli in my hand.
There you go.
Sitting on the ball.
Hey, you might be with something there, mate. Second line of it.
You never know.
Second line of it.
You don't know. They might want that.
You never know.
Who the fuck would want that?
People are strange, mate.
No, people are strange.
Like the doors.
Jimmy is stranger. I miss Jimmy. I love you. I'm so happy you're here. I'm not saying it that it got me by surprise. I'm like, what? Where the fuck did he go? I just hope he's not having a breakdown, or I hope the guy's not the guy doesn't fucking hate me.
No, he doesn't.
He loves you a lot. He loves you.
I'm more secure than you think. I do these things so you guys start gassing me up, and then I somehow get into me being a Hall of Famer. I'm only kidding. Give us more fucking...
Did you beat... By the way, did you...
What's up?
Did you beat Frank Trigg?
Did you ever hear about that fight?
Yeah.
Smack that motherfucker.
Who's Frank Trigg? Oh, that was really mean.
Well,
I'm
sorry,
you gotta
Frank.
You got
to look the guy up.
Listen
to me. They call me the Bully Buster. Oh. Nobody did that until just this second. But anyway, come on, man. Give us something else.
I was going to say this. So you're asking for a little bit of gossip.
I love gossip, man.
BJ Penn, obviously, we know, is fighting Ryan Hall.
I like BJ Penn gossip. What is this?
UFC 232, he's fighting Ryan Hall.
So what's the date on that?
December 29th. That's in Las Vegas. That's John Jones Gustafson also.
Oh, my goodness.
He's down at Nova Uniao training with Andre Pettinaris, Aldo, Barao, those guys.
Good call, man.
Working on jiu-jitsu down there. Yeah.
He loves it there, doesn't he? That's when he won his first title down there in jiu-jitsu.
Now, he's awesome in jiu-jitsu, and I think that is the perfect thing for him to do because, one, you know, Andre Pettinaris, that guy's been in the game forever.
He said he's like a father figure to him.
That's
he's
right.
That guy's a good dude. He's very involved. Master Henzo Gracie is coming in.
Yes.
You're not hearing the applause, Henzo, but I'm hitting the applause. But no, I need to hug you. Please come around. Come around, Master Henzo. Come on. Oh, this is. Dude, we're moving on up, Master Henzo. We're hanging out today. We're getting some drinks.
Hell yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Take this jacket off. Hang out a while. I thought you'd come in with a...
I was treating you.
Oh, man. We're on air. Get close. Oh, we're hanging out all day today. Don't say anything.
This is the best
day
ever.
Oh, okay. People, it's Master Henzo. I hit the applause button. He didn't hear it, but I'm so happy he's here. We told him one... He's 15 minutes early.
That's amazing.
I'm bullshitting, but he's still here. Listen to me. I'm so happy he's here. I have not seen you, Henzo, in what they call a hot minute. That means a long...
Too long. It's been too long.
You know?
It's good to be back with you here.
Since then, young man, you strangled someone in a cage.
I did.
This guy does
deliver
not,
a little bit of love.
He doesn't stop. Chris, the producer. He doesn't stop.
I'm
in here today talking about my arthritis in my knee. I had to get shots. I got the shots in my knee, Enzo, with the stem cells.
Oh, really?
Stem cells and the
that makes you feel
and
better.
The gel.
I heard it's a series of three. Yes.
I got it yesterday, so wow. I gotta keep it. Dude, you're an inspiration. You've had injuries, a lot of injuries, and your knee was fucked up for a while.
I had two ACLs. I had to put a cadaver one.
I mean, this is fucking, this is insane. Yes. Now, how did it, when did you just say, well, I'm bored, let me, because it's been a little bit since you fought. You took a little bit of time.
It was like 8 years.
Then people were thinking, all right, he tackled the bouncer that one time. But I think he's got it out of his system.
Yeah, he's finally calming
down. Besides a couple of hiccups here and there.
You see, this is the guy talking, the last video that I put of him mounted in a fella in Las
that's
Vegas.
Right.
Listen to me. I've seen you since then. I broke the record after that one.
You know?
I've seen you since then, no?
Was the record viewage. Was on that video of Matt melted on a bum there.
I was just talking about spreading jujitsu love. That guy got a free lesson.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Everybody loved that. Yes. It's so funny. So you had like 8 years off, and people are assuming they shouldn't, especially not with Master Enzo. They're assuming that he's probably done. And then all of a sudden, what happens?
My dear friend.
What happened? You just get bored or did you get a call? Or
in reality, I was there with them, with the one.
Because Gary Tonin was fighting? Or?
Yes, Gary and the guys were fighting. And I told them, I say, I want to fight again. I say, what's a good date? And the guy goes, how much money do you want? I say, $1. He started laughing. I say, I just need $1. I don't need money. I just need to fight. And then he goes, Enzo, don't worry. I'm going to take care of you. I not even signed a contract. The thing went straight. We did it. I showed up there on that day.
Wow.
And Yuki Kondo, who was a very tough guy.
You get stunned.
Well, he beat a lot of Brazilians back in the day, you know. He had over 100 fights. And I asked to fight him many times back in Pride days. You know?
Yeah.
It never happened. They never matched him with me. But in the end, I, you know, never wish something too much because it may come true. So it happened.
And by the way, we have Valentina Shevchenko calling in, who's fighting this weekend.
Beautiful.
And she's a badass chick.
Oof.
I know what I'm talking about. In her, when she's not fighting, she's at the gun range. She's a tattoo of a gun on her hip. Oh, no, she's bad. This chick, I mean, she's just badass. She lost to Amanda Nunes two times. The first time, if that thing went the distance... it did go to distance, but if that was a five rounder, I mean, she won that last round, that third round she was coming on. Yeah. Yeah. And the second one, the rematch, was it a split decision?
It was a split decision.
It was razor thin.
Yeah.
And that was at 135. So now she's fighting at 125. Is that what that's at featherweight?
That's a flyweight.
Flyweight, I'm sorry.
And Amanda's up at 145, which is going to be featherweight. She's fighting Cyborg.
And she's fighting Joanna Jung-Jet. No, fuck off. I practiced before I got in here. I suck. Enzo, you could listen, like putting a fucking the pig in a silk suit over here. You understand?
That's us. Yeah. When I see myself in a suit, I feel bad, you know? I say I don't deserve it to be in there.
This is something, you know, you get it, you look good. But me, there's just something wrong with it. Enzo, I was just she fought to Joanna. Yon Jacek, not bad, right?
Perfect.
Not bad.
That was perfect.
Yeah, okay. They fought three times in Muay Thai. Valentina beat her three times.
Wow.
I mean, and this fight's, and that, but it was over a decade ago.
Yes, over
we should
years
say
ago,
that. But three times, that's got to give you some extreme confidence. Yeah, yes, three times?
Definitely. It's like your regular customer's coming back.
It's coming back for another helping. Three times. If I would have lost that rematch with Shoney, I might have just been like, fuck it. Can't deal with it. No more guys in Speedos.
It's funny that you mentioned, as soon as my fight was over, I got a message from Shoney Carter.
Really?
He goes, Enzo, and he goes, and he looks very old. He goes, Enzo, this is how you look when you don't do what you love.
I thought he was wearing a disguise, dude.
And then, you saw? I showed, he didn't recognize him. Wow. You know, I go, man, go back, do what you have to do. You know, stop working out. Stop teaching. You stop passing the knowledge that you acquire. You're going to feel young again. That's yeah. That's why I'm fighting. You know, I do what I love, and I get better every time. I learn, and I pass forward what
but,
I learned.
Yeah. But let me throw something at you, Master Henzo. Now, did you see the Chuck versus Tito fight?
Yes. Yes.
Now, what I want to know your thoughts, because you are a big believer, and it's an inspiration at your age. You're a young man, 50 years old.
51.
All right. 50. Almost, I was going to say, listen, I was going to say 40.
Almost 52.
But, you know, over your career, because, and you've had battles, and it, besides injuries and training and whatnot, in, because of your jiu-jitsu knowledge and you're an expert, you did not take the beatings, like you didn't take the trauma to your head that other guys at your age with a career as long as yours has been.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. Like this week I was arguing with my aunt, you know. She was like telling me that I should have talked more about my grandfather, Carlos Gracie, who was actually the founder of the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. And she wrote this book about it. And I should have talked more and I should have promoted more that side of the family, which is the side that we belong, mm-hmm. me and you, you know. And the funny thing, and I was arguing with her about this, and I said to her, and she goes, and you please don't you ever dare to fight again, she told me, you're too old. I said to her, you see, how can I retire without my teeth in my mouth, with an unbroken nose, without scars, permanent scars that I will carry with me to my grave? How can I retire before I will believe I fought only wimps, which wasn't. I will believe that I chose my opponents when I tell the story to my grandkids, that I chose my opponents, which I did. I only picked the toughest. If they brought me a guy that I didn't believe was good, I'll tell them no. I say, I'm not fighting this guy. Give it to somebody else.
He's getting me fucking fired up.
You better get your ass back, man.
He's getting me fucking fired up, Jamie English.
Going off.
Jamie English.
And Jamie, my Muay Thai coach, I work with him a lot for this fight.
It just, but now, but you didn't take the trauma to your head. Like Chuck Liddell and fighters a lot younger than Chuck Liddell. One of them's a close friend of mine. Like sometimes they their lights have been put out too much.
Yeah, the reality, what they don't realize, you have a time to get that kind of punishment. Especially when you're young, you're able to take it. But yes. If you keep going with that, as you get older and slower and a little weaker physically, your muscles are not the same. And if you look how we train, we don't get hurt training. Even though we do it in a very intense way, like we're almost fighting, we can push ourselves to the limit without hurting ourselves, you know? And believe, I would do nothing, my friend. I never smoked a joint in my life for one reason only, because there's nothing that I loved more and I admire more than my cognitive senses. If something is going to make me think slower, it's going to slow down my mind, I wouldn't touch it, you know?
Hey, man, you know how I hate that weed.
We're going for a beer after. Pot smoker,
hey, what's so funny? What's so funny over here? No, seriously, though, I hate weed. Listen, man, that shit fires me up, Enzo. I'm not going to lie to you. We're not going to debate that.
I know.
I'm not Eddie Bravo over here.
No, I understand.
I'm just saying, but I don't take any pills. See, I'm not a pill popper.
You're not a pill popper.
I'm not a pill popper.
Me too. This week, I had to go to the police headquarters.
Not another bouncer incident,
No,
please.
I had to throw.
Please,
because
don't make me nervous.
I asked, how do I get rid of my pills? Because all the surgery that I had, I just realized, now they're so professional. When you wake up from the anesthesia, they have like a vial with 200 pills, Vicodins or oxycodones for you to take it.
Right.
And I never took a pill. I say, I'm supposed to feel pain if I had a surgery.
Yeah.
You know?
I
had to take to the police. They told me, no, just take to the police. You just put it in a bag and there's a place there to discuss. Because I didn't want to throw in the toilet or on the garbage, and you have the chance to have infecting the landfill, and you know.
I didn't think of that.
You don't realize that they're having a huge problem now
with the
muscles and the things around the Manhattan Island.
Yeah, that's
why?
Right. Yeah.
People now take so much Xanax that when they urinate, it goes into the water.
Okay.
And in reality, those are the animals that clean the water. So they collect all those drugs, they start getting slow, they open up and they don't close it, so the fishes come and eat them.
Right.
So they were disappearing, they were killing all the shelf around Manhattan Island because of that. Yeah. And people don't realize, you know.
Well, thank God I don't eat seafood.
Believe it's true. Comes to my house. My wife makes 7 or 8 different. Well, you're looking dizzy.
I showed her my abs. I showed her my fucking abs, everybody.
Abs out, abs out.
Well, he comes to my house, my wife for the first time, him, his brother. My wife makes 7 different plates.
This is a true story.
Yeah. Everything on the table, he looks at her and goes, do you have a little pasta?
She had
a pasta from the previous day in the fridge.
Heated that up? They
warmed them up. That was the best meal he ever had.
I was in heaven.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
His wife couldn't believe it. They had a Brazilian spread with the beans.
Beans,
you know,
rice.
You know, he doesn't have one pill. I don't eat one bean.
Yeah,
I don't eat the beans.
I see the connection now.
I'm getting a couple of drinks today, and I want. Are we getting a couple of drinks after we shoot some shit?
Of course.
Are we filming some shit today? What's going on today?
I have,
what do you got going on? Plug this shit.
I have the gala. I'm shooting for gala. I'm doing a live session.
Ooh, what's a live session?
They ask questions and then we answer. We show the moves.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Can I jump in? Can I be a guest? Can I be a guest on your thing?
That's my dream, is to have you as a guest.
This is fucking awesome.
Oh, this is getting better and better.
Wow. Maybe I'll show my favorite.
It's gala today. Yes.
Gala. How do you spell that?
GALLERR.
Okay. Oh, see? Yes. You have to spell
it's gallery without the Y.
Two R's.
Yes.
Okay. This is exciting. That's what, and then after that, we're going to have a couple of drinks.
Shimei,
right?
Good with that.
Shimei.
I can feel a Guinness coming on.
Just remind me, Jamie English, remind me to set my alarm on my phone when I get on the train, because I will miss my fucking
last
stop.
Time he misses his
legendary.
Yeah, right?
Legendary. My wife, she likes when I go out with Henzo, because she knows I don't get in trouble, in the sense that she loves Henzo, like everybody does.
Yeah,
but it gets to the point where she's like, are you gonna remember yourself? Are you going to wake up? Are you going to sleep on the train? She had to pick me up in fucking Ronkonkoma one time. My kids were in the car. It was bad. I fell asleep. I'm going to set my alarm. I got to teach again tonight. I've been teaching a lot, man.
Yeah,
even
it's
though I've
the
been
best thing,
up.
The best thing in life.
I love it, Henzo.
Yeah, it keeps you sharp, keeps you thinking and seeing problems, how you can solve them. It's unbelievable.
We were just talking about, you got a big family, you know, like you said, we're from the Carlson Gracie side, you know, and then you have the Elio boys on the other side. And it's just the difference is, like, I remember like the Gracie brothers and stuff, and they seem like good kids, and they're teaching, spreading the love. They were going to be with Brian Ortega this weekend when he fights with Max Holloway. Oh my God,
it's going to be a good fight.
Oh, we're talking about all those fights. I cannot wait. Yeah. But just the differences, like they're nice guys, but pretty much goody two shoes. And they're, you know, like telling people, oh, don't, you know, it's not nice giving the finger in pictures and this and that. And then you get Henzo with these t-shirts that say, what? These t-shirts. Tell me about these t-shirts that you made up. Because it's the opposite of what I was just saying about the Gracie brothers over there in Torrance. What are these t-shirts?
We made it the
Fodas?
Yeah, Fodasi.
Fodasi.
Fodasi with Y in the end. So the reality was, after I was arriving, I was landing in the airport in Manila to fight.
Yeah.
And I'm getting phone calls of people in my family telling me what to do, how to do, how to eat, how to sleep, how I should fight.
When was this? How long ago?
This is my last fight.
Oh, okay.
The last one, like 4 months ago. Three,
okay.
4 months
so
ago.
That gets annoying.
Yeah. So I got so pissed, and Luca, I didn't see, he was filming.
Luca Atala?
Yeah, he was actually
from Gracie. Is he still with Gracie Magazine?
He still works with Gracie Mag, but he's running Gallard now, and we opened a new school at 72nd in Columbus.
Okay.
So he will be running the whole school there.
Oh,
it's a
shit.
Beautiful facility.
Oh, get
it's almost.
Wait, where is that?
72nd in Columbus, on the west side.
That's right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Okay.
My goal now is to open 4 more schools in Manhattan, so we're going to have a huge program going
on. Are you going to Long Island?
Never.
Okay, go.
Only to visit you, poor. Get out of here.
That's the head, so go ahead.
Strong Island is his kingdom. It's Matt Serra's kingdom.
Support for UFC Unfiltered comes from our friends over at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Let's talk about buying a home. It is an extremely stressful but important purchase, and it's one of the biggest events of your life. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. Here's how it works. They check your income, assets, credit, They give you a verified approval. This gives you the strength of a cash buyer, making your offer more attractive to sellers. Once verified, you qualify for their exclusive Rate Shield approval. They're going to lock your interest rate up for 90 days while you shop for your new home. Then, once you've found it, if interest rates have gone up, your rate stays the same. But if rates have gone down, here's the beauty. You get to keep the lower rate. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/unfiltered. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-day purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. After a stressful game, it's only natural to need some well-deserved rest. Upgrade your current sleep situation because Mattress Firm is offering the best bed deal of the year. Get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price for savings of up to $700. Plus, take home a free adjustable base up to a $699 value. That's $699 for free. You'll only find these deals during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. So don't miss your chance to start sleeping like a pro. Shop now at mattressfirm.com/sale. There's nothing worse than being uncomfortable in bed. It's horrible. You're not rested the next day. You suck at work. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is offering the best bed deal of the year. Save up to $700 when you get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price. Plus, take home a free adjustable base that's up to a $699 value free. Visit mattressfirm.com/sale for more details.
What up, everybody? This is CJ McCollum from the Portland Trailblazers. And here's a little taste of what we talked about on this week's Pull Up Podcast. Very special mini post-Game 7 episode of Pull Up. An epic Game 7 in Denver.
37 points, back-to-back, essentially closeout buckets. Why were you so successful last night?
I think it just really came down to my demeanor and mindset. Empty the clip, leave nothing out there. I wanted to say I did everything in my power, and I left all my bullets out there on the court and didn't bring anything home.
How do you shift to a completely new animal, an absolute monster in the Warriors?
In the playoffs, it just comes down to X's and O's and execution more so than anything else. The Warriors aren't going to run a lot of plays. They're going to run a lot of misdirection out of timeouts and late clock situations. But most of it's going to be mid pick and roll. It's going to be pin downs and flares and things of that nature for Klay and Steph in a lot of transition. So you have to guard the 3-point line, get back in transition, and make it as difficult as possible on them. Don't forget to
pull up.
Subscribe and listen every week on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
Do we have Valentina Shevchenko on the phone? Hello? Is this Valentina? Shevchenko, Valentina Shevchenko. Oh, hello? Is she there?
Hello. Yes,
oh, Valentina! Valentina, I'm singing your name. I apologize. I didn't know. It's Matt Serra. How are you? You're with Jamie English and Master Enzo Gracie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I was just listening to your song, and it was so nice, so I just was...
Oh, thank you.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, Valentina, thank
he
you
did
so
sound great.
That is the first time in my life I ever got a compliment for my singing, and probably my last time. If only my singing was like your fighting and dancing. May I add your dancing?
Forget it. You'll be the new Michael Jackson.
Did you ever see? I know you've seen Valentina fight.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen her pre-fight and post-fight dance?
Yes.
I did. I was going to tell Chris, the producer, to put that up there because I'll tell you, it's as badass as her fighting. Valentina, I'm so happy to be talking to you, and I am so, so looking forward to this fight as you are, I'm sure.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'm really ready for this fight. So I trained so good. And the most important, I feel very strong and good health. And so I feel great for this fight.
Valentina, you beat Joanna 3 times. I know it was like a decade ago. It was a while ago. But you beat her 3 times in Muay Thai. And that's something that just has to add to your confidence. That has to just, how does that feel knowing? Do you feel like you have her number, or how do you feel about that?
You know, it's some kind, it gives you a little bit confidence, but in meaning of that you know this person already, that you know the power of this person, the speed, and so you touch it already, so you know what to expect. But from other side, I never think like this. Okay, I did it like already in the past, so I will not focus on my hard trainings because I did it already, and I will do like my preparation not so hard as I do every time. No, I'm not like this because I know that what was in the past, it was in the past. Of course, it will help me. It gives me confidence, but I'm preparing for this like actual fight the same heart as I'm preparing for every my fight, because I every time thinking of what is in front of me and not what is behind me.
That is very, very smart.
That's because, the perfect mindset.
Right, yes. Right, yes. Mr. Henzo? Yes. Now, when the thing is, with this, now I see that you're super confident, which you should be. Now, with Joanna, do you think you're in her head at all? The fact that she knows that you beat her three times. I know you're super confident. Do you think you're in her head at all with those losses that she's got from you?
You know, I don't even want to think about it, because it's every time when you started to think for someone else, you are trying to fit in her skin or something like this. And I don't want to do it, because me, it's me. She and it's she. And I don't want to mess the things, because be myself, it's number one. I don't want to think what she's thinking, because I have to focus on what I am thinking.
Tell me something. Tell me about your love of guns really quick. Because a lot of people, when they're not getting ready for a fight, they like to unwind with different things. You know, maybe a little rollerblading, maybe a little, you know, go to the movies or walk on a beach. I see you shooting. I don't know what you're shooting. I don't even know these guns. You have a tattoo of a gun on your hip. I mean, you're such a badass. I sound like such a little girl saying this. I was a former champ. I sound like a little girl talking to her. But you're such an alpha. I mean, when did this love of guns, when did you start getting into guns?
I just love firearms, because for me it's not just a thing what shoot. No, for me it's whole history of humanity. And you know, I have like few guns from the old era, from the like years like 40s, 30 and something. And when you touch this gun, it's like the same. You are touching history, human history. What it was like a long time before like old generation. And it's really amazing, because it's the gun by itself, doesn't matter if it's a shotgun or it's a handgun or rifle or whatever, it's like a monument of the like what we have like on the streets. We have the same, like, but we have this opportunity to touch it. And I really see this kind of sports, this kind of shooting sport, exactly like mixed martial arts, because I'm competing in defensive shooting competition. My sister, she is a Peruvian champion of IPSC in United States. It's called IPSC, and also we love to practice to participate in ITP version of shooting competition. It's not only about like you are stand and you are working on your precision without rush, without like just focusing on your precision. But this kind of defensive shooting, it's more complete. Like for me, it's same like mixed martial arts, but in a shooting sport, it's you have to know how to move, because it's all three together: accuracy, speed, and like you have to know. For example, when you're doing your exercise and something happened and the gun is not shooting, you have to know how to manage it, how to work on it and make it shooting again. But it's all everything in the same exercise. And this is amazing, because you are have to move, you are have to run, you have to shoot in from the obstacle, from different sides, and it's a lot of like movement, and you really like learn about arm, a firearm, and you respect the firearm, and you know how to treat it, you know how to how to have it, just to have it, and it's really amazing.
Now, excuse me, that was your sister, was that Antonia you were just talking about?
Antonina.
Yes, now yes. Now she's into this too, that is so awesome. Now you just cornered her. Now, how does that feel?
Because
I've done that before with my brother Fort and stuff, and it's a little different when you're cornering anybody else. Is it different for you, or I mean, how does that feel for you with your emotions cornering your little sister?
It's totally different because when she's competing, I'm so nervous. I'm thinking that I'm more nervous than when I'm fighting. Because when I'm fighting by myself, I know that everything that I have to do, it's in my hands. And I am the who doing my success. But in the position when I have to corner her, I just have this opportunity to watch and to support her with some of my advices, but not much because usually it's our coach, Pavel. He's doing all advising and all everything what he has to say to her during the fight. He's the man who talking. And I just tend to help with my to be there, and it's for me it's totally different. For me, I would like to compete more than see her fighting.
Now with your upbringing, I really would like to have a conversation with your father, because I have three daughters and I want them to be half as badass as you and your sister. How did you, at an early age, did your parents get you into the martial arts at a very early age?
Yes, it's because of our mom, because she's a sportsman. She's third dan black belt of Taekwondo, and she's president of Kyrgyzstan Muay Thai Federation. So she's the person who bring us to to martial arts, she brought us to the gym of our coach, Pavel Fedotov. And I had, Antonina started first. She had maybe 7 years old, something like this. But when I started, I had 5 years old. And since then, it was no doubt that we will be martial arts, it will be everything about us.
Well, listen, you are a shining star.
You have a great mother.
Yes, I know, exactly. Man.
That's a real mom.
100%. Now, Christopher Dusa, we have some questions from the Twitterverse.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, Valentina, if you don't mind, we just have a couple of questions that fans wrote in that they had for you.
Sure. My pleasure.
Bailey Rose said, what's one thing you always do in the locker room before a fight, and do you have any superstitions?
It's not a bad question.
I try to not follow superstitions because it's not so good, because you are so stuck in something, and if something goes wrong, it's already in your head and you cannot avoid it. It's already inside you and it starts to work against you. So I try to be out of this. But one thing that I usually do in my locker room, usually we are coming with a lot of time ahead of the fight, and I still have time to wait and before I start to warm up. And I just find a good place maybe in some corner, and I just go to sleep.
Sounds like Henzo.
Nice and relaxed.
Yeah. My last fight, I took a nap and they woke me up an hour before. It's already time to fight, and they go, no, an hour from now, but you need to warm up. I say, call me with 15 minutes. Yeah. I promise you'll be sweaty when I walk in there.
Another one. This is from Super Monkey Man. This is all on UFC Unfiltered, the Instagram page. They ask, what kind of gun is your tattoo?
Ah. My tattoo, it's Glock 19, and on the same tattoo I have three bullets, 9mm, and on top of each one I have three letters. It's MMA.
Oh, there you go.
That's freaking nice. Badass.
Let's do two more. One Diabolical Dad asked, what's your favorite Peruvian dish?
I very love to have ceviche,
Have you tried the ceviche negro, the black ceviche? Have you tried that?
I go every time it's traditional, but
if you have a chance one day, because I couldn't find this, not even here in New York, but if you have a chance to go to Peru and you go have a ceviche, they have it everywhere. It's called a ceviche negro. It's the best I ever had in my life.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
They have so many variety of ceviches, and you know, like me and my sister, one time we were thinking that, like, we are living in Peru and we have to know how to prepare this dish, and we started.
So you live there? You live in Peru actually?
Not now. I lived in Peru for 8 years.
Wow!
Now we are 3 years living in States.
Wow, that's nice. I love it. I was in Peru. I love it. I went to Machu Picchu. I went everywhere. I had the best time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. You have, when we was living in Peru, we lived between Lima, the capital, it's on the shore, and between Amazon River in La Selva, in the jungles.
Wow. Yeah.
We have a place to stay there, and we went, for example, when we was tired from city life, we went to the jungles. It was totally wildlife, and like it was a good experience, very crazy life.
It's a beautiful, beautiful country. Sounds beautiful. Incredible. Beautiful people, too. I had a great time there, too.
I know the Peruvian necktie. Yeah. I'm sorry, people. That's for me, everybody. That boo, because it was totally unnecessary. I'm sorry, Valentina. One more question, Valentina.
X-Men X-Force 1 asked, are you single?
That's really Chris, the producer, wanted to ask that, Valentina. That's not a real question.
At the moment, yes. My focus now, it's everything about my fighter career, and I want to be focused in one thing and do it best as I can, because there is no so much time left. So I want to dedicate right now, at this moment, everything, my time, to my fight.
How old are you, Valentina?
I'm 30 years old.
You're 30. How come you dare to say that you have not much time? I'm fighting at 51.
I mean, anyway,
I swear, at 30, I was still wearing my diapers. Can you believe that?
You know, it's a little bit different when we are speak about female fighters and male fighters. Of course, when you are a man, you can fight when you have 40, yeah. 45, whatever. But with a female, it's a little bit different. Wait, because we have to think about family, about kids.
So true, and, so true. Yeah. And exactly like your mother, I know you're going to set the amazing standards for your kids. I can see that in the future.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes. Hey, Valentina, you think your guys are intimidated to approach you, though? Do you think so? I mean,
it's not like this, of course not, but it's, you know, like when you are open for relationship, it's one thing, but when you are just don't want to start what doesn't have the continuous things, you just like block it from the beginning, and it's totally different. It's not because they don't want, it's because I don't want.
I believe that. Trust me, Valentina. I'm Valentina. I seen you fight and dance. Believe me, I believe it's definitely it's them. And not only that, believe me, when I think they get it. When you say no, they get it. No means no. They're fucking backing up. Listen to me. I used to fight in the cage. If I was single, no means all right. You got it, Valentina. I ain't fucking her. I'm not messing around. Put me in there with George again. I'm only kidding. Hey, Valentina, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Your fight is this weekend, Saturday, December 8th, Toronto.
We can't wait to watch. We can't wait to watch.
It's going
to
be a great fight.
You know, it's on the Holloway and
Ortega. And it's a great city. Toronto's a great city.
I love Toronto.
It's beautiful there.
Hey, thank you, Valentina. All our best, okay?
Enjoy. Have the best time of your life.
Thank you very much, guys.
All the best.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you.
She's the best. She's a badass. All right, yo, Chris, the producer.
Yes, sir.
She's a badass.
She's great, man, yeah.
I like her a lot.
Professional.
Yeah. I think she's probably getting hit on a lot, and a lot of guys are just lucky to get out of there with their life.
I agree.
You know, because if they try to get persistent, that's what I want my daughters to be, just badass. I start training them. UFC featherweight contender Brian Ortega loves the fight, loves the strategy, and you know what else he loves? Do you?
I know.
Tell me.
Toyo tires.
I want to say it.
You say it.
Toyo tires. I love Toyo tires. They're so tough. They're so tough, like Master Hanzo Gracie. Because, like T-City, Toyo tires are as tough as they come. And they are the official tire of the UFC. Jamie English, there's a lot to love about Toyo tires.
Yes, there is.
There is. And Chris, the producer, tell me some of the stuff that you love about Toyo tires.
Well, the aggressive design.
Yes.
The proven on and off-road capabilities.
Yes.
Tires for any weather and the toughness to back it all up.
There's a confidence that comes with tough tires. So no matter what you're driving, no matter where you're driving, you could count on Toyo tires. Tough people love tough tires. If you are tough, these are the tires for you. Toyo tires! The next time you need tires, ask for Toyo, the official tire of the UFC. Learn more at toyotires.com/UFC. That's toyotires.com/UFC. Let's get back to Henzel's story about these T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
We're back to Fodacy.
Fodacy. Now bring us right back, because I was talking about,
so
you know.
So I'm in the airport, and then the phone airport, rings, you get some and phone Luca ring. Begin filming me.
Okay.
And as I'm talking on the phone, and I go like this, Fodacy.
And again, what that means?
Fuck it. Don't, like, they want me, yeah, it literally means fuck it, but it's the fuck it mindset. It's like, they want me to eat this, they want me to sleep like this, they want me to run, to...
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, the beauty was the way that I spell it. It's, for this, it's like it would be written in a way that even a grandmother can see and not be insulted, because it's not proper Portuguese. And doesn't have the word in English. So in reality, only who knows the culture, the Brazilian culture, and who belongs to jiu-jitsu will understand that, you know? And it's a funny thing, because I got it. I have actors. I have so many people calling and asking for
in
the
Brazil.
Shirt. In Brazil? In Brazil, here, everywhere.
But in Brazil, it's got to be really
huge.
Oh,
it's going crazy. Fuck. I just ordered 1,000. They're delivering there, and they're going to start selling down there. You know, I sold already 1,000 in 4 days.
Henzo is, yeah. When I'm talking about, when you're talking about like the American, like success story. I was here when Henzo arrived at the airport with his wife and it was three kids. Three kids. What am I saying?
The baby was coming, yeah.
He was like 27, 28, whatever, and just that would like not a place to stay. Then they got a place. They started renting a house and now he's the king of New York. Now he's the fucking king of New York. Do you understand?
I understand.
I mean, when I was training, we rented a kung fu place.
Remember how she would kick us out? Remember?
Peggy.
Peggy.
This old,
you know, I have soap in my eyes.
Yeah, Rodrigo, his cousin Rodrigo, it's an old Chinese lady. He used to mess with her.
No, because she was so crazy. She would go into the shower.
She was like,
to ask you for a dollar.
She was an old perv, I think.
Remember? The guys were taking a shower. Yeah. She go, we know you have to pay $1 for a shower.
It was crazy.
We had to put the mats down and down and up every day, you know?
She had that weird boyfriend that was from a different fucking place.
Guaranteed.
100%. 100%. She was putting a strap on for
you
sure.
You think so? Yeah.
When we left, she ran that shit. He wasn't good. Why is that guy going there looking for a dollar? She was running that shit. She was a little old lady, but she was
tough. I made a deal with her that I pay her $80 extra a month, and then she was covering the showers.
We had to take out the fold out mats and put them down, Jamie.
So it became a joke. These guys would go to the shower and they scream, Peggy, I got soap in my eyes.
It was fucking great. She loved it though. She fucking loved it. But we would train, put down these fold up mats that we used to have to take down and put up. And on the other side of like a curtain they'd put up. Because they'd rent the other part of the space to like a ninjutsu group.
I was just going
to
say, I heard about
fucking
the ninjas.
Fucking bunch of guys. And this fucking fat guy who was their sensei, whatever, you fucking head ninja, whatever the fuck he was. Mm-hmm. He's doing like, he has playing a flute off to the side. He gets on the mat. He's like a big Kung Fu Panda, but except he can't fight with Kung Fu Panda.
Remember that he walked like he was flying?
Oh,
remember
my God. Oh, dude. And they're just doing this weird shit. And I'm just like, holy fuck, they have no clue. And they're looking at us laughing like,
like we're look at them on animals, the
floor. Look at them on the floor hugging each other, you know?
A great time. And now, I had a picture. I have a picture at the academy
from those days.
Yeah.
All of us sitting down there.
Yeah. What about above the methadone clinic? Do you have any of those?
Yeah, I do have God, that too. That lot,
yeah. I mean, they'll be telling you something. You need jiu-jitsu to just get on that elevator to 7th floor.
Just to get in. Oh, you need jiu-jitsu just to get into the academy.
We've seen things there that I couldn't believe.
So Jimmy Norton there. No, he wasn't there. Not with any methadone, but with some of the, with a lot of he-she's and whoever else. But it was a crazy, but now, Henzo fucking owns the building. Now, how many floors do you got?
We have 3 floors, 16,000 square feet.
What's the address?
1,500 students.
HenzoGracie.com.
It's what's the 224 West 30th Street, between 7 and 8.
It's like literally 30, like a block away from Penn Station. Yes.
It is.
You know?
It is.
King of New York. Amazing. Success story.
Amazing.
One more time for that. Oh, one more time! So anyway, so you came up with these shirts. They're selling like crazy.
Yeah.
And it just means fuck it. It was funny because
it became the line of their fight. Like, exactly like I was just telling Valentina. Yeah. I went to sleep. An hour before my fight, I was out.
Out.
Sleeping, yeah. And they go to wake me up. I say, it's already time for the fight. And they go, no, no, no. It's an hour. It's still an hour to go. I say, so for the sea, let me sleep. When I wake up, I will warm up.
So when did you say, you know what? Let's put this thing on a fucking shirt. I like the picture they have of it. Get that up there.
No, but you know the funny thing? We came back. We are here. Porra, Luca finds the video that he did at the airport. And then he posted. The thing goes viral. It's everywhere.
The photo
scene? So then he goes, let's make a shirt. Let's make a t-shirt. And you know, and then we did one. Look, that's the shirt.
Look at that. Look at his face on there. That who chose that picture?
Luca. That's
perfect.
Luca's
got an eye. And I like the way it goes up and down like that.
Yeah. And it you can read on any direction. Look, the same.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. And I love the picture. I love the fucking picture. Am I come over today?
My brother,
am I getting a fucking t-shirt?
No, they're arriving tonight. What? They're arriving tonight. We run out of 1,000.
You think I'm gonna not come now because
today's
you don't have a t-shirt for me?
Hey, Wednesday.
I wouldn't be sitting here without you, Henzo.
Today we have it. Today we have it for you for sure.
Thank God he got
it's
me out of
arriving today. Yeah.
If he didn't get me out of that security guard booth, I would have been. You know, you understand where I'd be, Jamie? Not here.
It's a funny mindset, the fantasy, because it's like we always think, oh. What about if this happened? What about if that happened? What if I do this? What's going on? My man, fuck it. Do what you have to do. Make it happen. And that's the fantasy. It's like, if you think like that, that's what I did on my fight. It's like, don't come tell me how it has to be done.
I was going to save this for the beers.
Come in here and show it. Show it.
Henzo, sometimes I wake up 5 a.m., take a leak, check on my kids. I'm not getting back to sleep, Henzo.
I'm the same.
We're going to have some drinks today and talk about it.
Hell yeah.
Things go through your head. And you just think that the problems. I'm not happy unless everybody's happy and people got issues and people are nuts. And I'm just, I got, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know.
You got to turn on the fodas.
You know, that's what I got to do.
Yeah, let the fodas kick in. Yes.
I got to, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
We should have an app, you know. We should have an app. Fodacy app. Switch it on and make your life better.
The thing we're doing today, the filming, what is, it's for Gala. Is that an app? What is that?
It's actually Gala is a school online. It's a jiu-jitsu school. Yeah. I have a school online. Yeah. It's doing very well. We have a lot of members. We just did our first anniversary like a week ago. It's the first year, so it's really going really strong. And everybody that I have a chance to get in there, I put it in there to teach, to show. Because every person has a different way of seeing jiu-jitsu, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a unique, like, if you go there, your body type, the way that you reflect, your flexibility, you do things completely different from the way that I do. So it's important to have your view, my view, Jamie's view. So this way, we're able to pass the best knowledge out there. Because you do things sometimes 10 times better than I could ever do. And I do things different from you. And by teaching this, we're able to touch more hearts. We're able to teach more people the art of jiu-jitsu, you know? So Gala has been it's been a kid of ours that we made it. And it's doing very well. It's doing very well in spreading jiu-jitsu.
I always felt, Henzo, obviously I've got a very personal experience with you for many, many years. But it's always been a theme that your teachers, the people you... Initially, your students who become teachers, who like Matt and like Professor Danaher and Sean Williams and many, many, many others, they've always had that theme where like they always seem to credit you with that mentality of like, I've never seen my own personal experience with you. I've never seen you close doors. I always see you open doors for people. I also see you.
I have a very old saying that says, if I cannot take a dump on that bush, I'll be out of there so you can do it.
It's like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Can you run that back real quick? Because yeah. I might use this.
The reality is what I see from people. It's like, what are we saying about that? This is like we learned when we were kids in Brazil. But it's basically like some people, they manage a bathroom. They take care of a bathroom. And if they are not using it, they don't let you use it.
Right.
So why they have that bathroom if it cannot be used by you?
Right.
You know, so in reality, I try to create a school, and I believe that's what's the difference. I believe I have the best school in the world, because if you look, it's exactly. I was in Harvard doing a speech a few months ago,
yeah.
And I saw my school exactly like the Harvard campus. It's like you come in and you show what you have. I will show what I have. We exchange knowledge. So it's a constant. It's like from the moment that he opens at 7 o'clock in the morning until the time he closes at 9 o'clock, you see people in there trying to learn, trying to exchange knowledge, trying to show you what they are doing. And it's like a high Ivy League school, Ivy League college
yeah.
that people can attend. You know, that's why I'm saying, like, if I can, you know, use that bush, it's yours. Feel free, you know?
And right. I feel what I got passed on from Henzo, besides fucking excellent technique, I got a Kimura from fucking hell. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
is the atmosphere. I feel in my schools and also my black belt schools, Frankie Patches in Myrtle Beach, my buddy Sensei Edgar in Puerto Rico. Atmosphere, what I stress with them is atmosphere as it's as important as product, as what you got there.
That's what it is. It's like it's already a tough sport.
Exactly.
If you want to make it's a bad atmosphere. Yeah, life is already tough. They come into
therapy. Yes. It should be therapy. Yes. That's how I feel.
I was joking the other day. I said, I don't have a jiu-jitsu academy. I have actually a mental institution.
No, I believe that. And I was your
and
first fuck. I was your
them,
first.
We're making them feel better. Well, you know, yeah. And every time we're in there, if you're not, like in my head, if you're not smiling, you're not learning the way that you should, you know?
Yeah.
That's the truth. And I see that environment passing forward everywhere we go.
People, when we go back to popping pills, people are too quick to turn to something like that as a quick fix when they're not feeling right.
Yes.
I've had at one point extreme bad anxiety. You'd never think it. I was a lot quieter back in the day. Henzo will tell you. Yeah. When Henzo first met me, I wasn't.
He wouldn't talk.
What the fuck you looking
just
at
shaking
right
his
now?
Head, yeah.
Henzo would even, he wouldn't even, the very first met me, he'd be like, I don't even, if he knew how to take me, like almost like if I'm being, like, what do you want to go over today? And I just like shrug my shoulders. He'd be like, oh, maybe you could teach me something. I'm like, I'm not being rude. Fucking Master Henzo, I love you. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously, again, you know, I grow on you like a ringworm and I'm out of my shell now. But it's a lot
he was
of
very
it,
shy. Matt was like, very shy.
That's one thing that people would never, ever believe.
Never, yeah.
You
yeah.
know? Well, and so much
change.
Of that.
And I believe a lot of to do with that was jiu-jitsu.
100%.
It's like once you become confident and you, my man, you express yourself. You say what you want. I saw the same thing with Gordo. Gordo was I met Gordo when he was a child. I was right. friends with his older brother.
Gordo's real name?
Is Roberto Correa, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Paul, he's the guy who created the half guard.
Fuck yeah. I know Gordo. Yeah, I want the world to know him.
Yes.
When I was training in Baja Gracie,
yeah.
Back at, when I was 23 years old, back in like 1997, yeah. whatever it was, Gordo was at Gracie Baja, of course, and behind little Paulinho's apartment complex, yeah. Gordo had his own little thing a few days a week.
Yes.
And I would train at Gordo's as a purple belt. And to this day, and again, not being Mr. Fancy Pants now, but I was just a little gringo. He didn't have to take care of me, and he did the right thing by me.
You're part of the family.
I got treated right at 23 years old, being the only American on the mats in Brazil. Everybody treated me right. Hey, listen, some guys were going to get me. That's all. That's that. You got to expect that, and I love that shit. But they knew I was with Henzo.
Yeah.
So they would never be disrespectful.
Yeah.
They were gunning for me, some guys, obviously, but they were, and I had to represent, you know, Henzo, this was back when not a lot of Americans were training.
Yeah.
So I'm over there. Oh, that's this one of, oh man, oh fucking Henzo's over in New York and this is one of his guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's see what this guy's got. But at the same time, it was done with respect.
Yes. Yeah.
And so Gordo,
take
you so
care
you
of you
Gordo?
Like you're part of the family. That's how it works, you know?
Well, it's because I know that's you. If I was anybody else, it'd be a fucking maybe even scarier. But so Gordo, you brought Gordo up a little bit.
You know, so Gordo was the same. He was very shy, quiet, never spoke. He wanted sugar and the faces. And now, look, it's difficult to keep him quiet. You know? And that's jiu-jitsu. I think jiu-jitsu, because we are not selling martial arts. We're selling confidence.
Yeah.
So we're building confidence in you so you can say what you think, exchange knowledge, look, check what you want to do, build whatever you want, and gain whatever you think you deserve.
I also feel like, because that's a, I think that culture that you're talking about, it permeates everything in your life, because when you're there, you're not just doing jiu-jitsu anymore. After a while, you're like, you've made so many close friends that those people will go out of their way to help you. And they'll be like, oh, what are you trying to do? And they'll give you advice. And the next thing you know, because of jiu-jitsu, but not in the way that some people think, because they're not a part of it, so they don't necessarily understand that. Because of the bonds that are formed by it, because you could do other martial arts. I love Thai boxing. But I have to say, the jiu-jitsu that I practice and that I've been involved with, that was some of the most transformative experiences I've had, because it just gives that trust. And then the next thing you know, you have a relationship that you would never have possibly gleaned from another environment. You know?
We love fucking jiu-jitsu, man. We fucking love it. Get that fight caught up, homie. Let's do our picks. We got to go and film some for fucking gala. All right, so we got him.
Goonies fighting, huh?
Who is?
Gunnar Nelson.
Oh, Gunnar Nelson.
Oh, Gunnar. Yeah, you call him Gunny?
Yeah.
Gunny,
He's a badass motherfucker,
He's
kid.
The best.
He's
him.
He's a nice kid, man.
He's a proper Viking.
You know how he ended up here in New York, you know?
I remember him being there, but I don't know how he got here.
In reality, the Sheik sent me, the vice president of Iceland loves jiu-jitsu. So he was sending his team from the Royal Group to buy a bank in Iceland. And then the guy asked, oh, I heard you're friends with Hanzo Gracie. You think he could come to teach some jiu-jitsu here? The guy, the vice president of Iceland.
Wow.
He called me, Hanzo, can you go? I say, right away, I'm jumping on a plane now. I went. When I get there, I met Gunnar.
Oh, wow.
And he was a kid. And then I say, come to New York with me.
Yeah.
So he came, lived here for a year and a half.
I remember that.
Like the first month he was here, he already was second place on the Pan American in a brown belt division with the gi.
Yeah.
Very talented kid.
When I won the belt and I was in Manchester for the next UFC, right after that, it was when Gonzaga knocked out Krokop.
Yeah.
There's a picture of me in the hotel room coming in the door being silly. And on the floor, you see Eddie Bravo rolling with some young kid. And the young kid was Gunnar Nelson.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's a picture of them rolling. He doesn't look, he's a younger kid, man. He was like a.
He was 16, Eddie, you know, 16, Eddie was, 17 when I met him.
Oh, yeah. Eddie was doing his thing with him, but Eddie was like, man, this kid's got, you know, you could tell the kid had some potential.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought, like, what a funny pick. And now later on, now look at him. Now he's in the big show and he's doing phenomenal. Yeah. Let's do our picks. Let's start with Hakeem. How do you pronounce that last name?
Duwadu.
I don't mind if I do. I think now he's fighting Kyle Bochniak, right?
Bochniak, yeah.
Bochniak, who's a little... Now, give me Hakeem's last fight and his record in the UFC.
Hakeem is 1-1 in the UFC. He lost his debut to Danny Henry, a guillotine choke lost.
All right.
And then he came back in his second fight, his most recent fight, he won by unanimous decision over Austin Arnett.
Oh. And Kyle fought Zabit. And although he lost, that dude, he I'll tell you right now, the last round, he was coming back.
Yes.
He actually took everything Zabit threw at him and just kept going forward. Zabit is a monster. Yeah. That's why I'm going with Kyle on this one.
Yeah.
He won me over in that fight. I'm going to go by decision, though, because I think Hakeem's a tough kid. But I'm going by Kyle by decision. You guys are welcome to chime in. What do you guys think? Even if you're not familiar, just fucking take a shot. What do you think, Jamie English?
I'm going with Kyle. I like Hakeem's haircut.
There you go.
So that's very stylish.
That gives him
expert
speed.
Muay Thai trainer over at Hanzo Gracie Academy. That's what you're saying? You like his fucking haircut?
Yeah, he's got style. Okay, I'm going to give him a decision win.
There you go. I'm actually going to take Hakeem by decision. Also, Kyle is tough. He's 2-3 in the UFC. I think Hakeem maybe just a little more technique. We'll see what happens. But I'm taking
Jimmy send you his picks or no?
No, I'll get them before.
Text him right now.
I texted him. I'll get them before, I'll have them locked in before we record next time.
I went to go text him and I see Longo texted me.
No.
Can I look at this later? Because it'll ruin my whole fucking day. it'll do the opposite of what Hanzo does for me. It'll suck the life of me like in Harry Potter when those fucking things come. Fucking things. All right, the cowboy, Alex Oliveira versus Gunnar Nelson. I know who Hanzo's picking.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Gunnar. Gunnar is one of my boys. I love that kid. But you got to be very careful with Alex. Alex is an extremely strong guy, especially on their weight division.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think he used to fight 185 or no?
Did he ever fight that?
He was at Let me double check, actually. I don't see. Campbell? No, I don't think so. No.
Was that was 170?
Yeah. He's big, though.
Yep. He's a big, huge, he's a 170, guy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be an interesting match. It's going to be a very, and Gunnar is very talented. You know, it's like Alex hits very hard, very dangerous, but I'm going with Gunnar for sure.
Gunnar Nelson, second round, rear naked choke. Or so I'll just say submission, that way it covers my shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's what I think. I think he's going to get him, and he's going to just do what he does best, and he's going to get to close the distance, and he's going to get his back. If he doesn't get him down, he'll get his back, and I believe he's going to finish him.
Yeah, I agree. I actually have Gunnar second round submission as well. I had that written down.
Yeah. Oh, did you really? I did. You've been following my lead a little bit.
Yeah, I have to now. You went.
I did all right last week.
He grows into you.
It's either two reasons why Jimmy's not here. Either he's disgusted with me, because there's only so much you could take of me. You know, I told him in the beginning before you got here, Enzo. In the beginning, it's fun when you start hanging out. Oh, look, he's jovial. Oh, he's a tough guy, but he's always smiling.
He's jovial.
And then after a couple of years, you're like, he's kind of loud.
And the problem, we don't lose our energy. That's what kills people.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
When who loses the energy?
We don't. We keep the same shit for years.
Poor Jimmy does 5 hours of radio. Yeah. He comes in here and he has to deal with this.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Poor fucking Jimmy. Nobody. This is what I. Nobody could blame Jimmy.
No.
Okay. All right. So listen. So we're all going with Gunner.
Yes.
It's on.
All right, man. We're banging through these, man. We'll be over at Henzo's shooting some Camorras. And then after that, we're going to be freaking drinking some Chimay beer. What's that beer I like?
Chimay.
Oh, fuck, do I love that Chimay beer.
I'm going to bring the Guinness into the conversation.
I'm eating pretty much better. So, Enzo, I'm not having any bread. With the bread, we'll get right back to the picks. People want to hear about this. Because he knows I showed him my ass before, and he almost gasped.
Unbelievable.
Right or wrong, Enzo, you see me really fat before.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. But I'm not gluten-free, but I'm very light on the gluten. Mm-hmm. Okay?
We'll grab a steak.
I'll grab a steak, or I can even do some buffalo wings drying. All right, let's get... are we on the air? Oh, sorry, guys. Yes, I forgot we were on the air. All right, Jimmy Manoa. He's tough, Jimmy.
Yep.
Versus, I know his last name, motherfucker. You worried?
No,
versus Thiago Santos.
Yeah.
Can't all the names be like that? Fucking nice and easy. All right, this is an interesting one, man. This is so interesting. I'm thinking Jimmy's due for a win, man. But Thiago's looking so fucking... Thiago won his last one.
He did. Yeah. He's got two in a row, and he made his light heavyweight debut in his last fight.
So. I'm confused here. Sure. I am confused. Jimmy lost his last two.
Correct.
Thiago won his last two.
Right.
Okay.
No confusion. There you go.
Well, it's a confusing why they're matching him up. I love the matchup.
Well, they
what the fuck?
Because again, they were matched up.
Oh,
maybe we talked about this off air.
And then,
but they were matched up to fight in Brazil.
Jimmy got
hurt.
Yeah,
he had to pull out like days before the fight. That's when Eric Anders stepped in.
I remember this. Anders is a stud too. That was a good fight.
It was a great fight, actually. So
Thiago
ended up winning that. So
they got matched up before he was
on a two.
You're right. Okay. This is what I think. I think Jimmy Manoa is due for a fucking win.
Yeah.
And I like that Thiago Santos. I do. I think he's a game dangerous dude, man. That last fight was fucking something else with Eric Anders.
Yeah, it was insane.
But I think Jimmy Manoa, how about this? He needs it. He needs this win. And I think this is going to be a violent fucking fight. And I'm going to say first round knockout, Jimmy Manoa.
All right. I mean, I like where your head's at there. I always take Thiago Santos first round knockout, so I'm not going to change that because he just comes out.
Listen,
I like Thiago too. I like Thiago.
Yeah,
a lot.
Man,
he's Brazilian.
No, it's not.
Brazilian. I'm sorry, Enzo. That's for me. That's for me because you don't judge people on where they're from.
Nah, I don't. There's the reality.
The reality is you're going with the fucking Brazilian, aren't you?
No, man. the reason is because this guy is tough. All his fights.
He's a bad dude, man.
And I really don't know Jimmy Manoa. Yeah. You know, I really don't know.
Sometimes you got to do with that. Sometimes you got to go with the guy that's tough and you know him. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That way you ever run into the guy, I don't even know.
In reality, there was one time I decided to predict all the fights. From like 10 fights, I made 9 mistakes.
Did you? Isn't that amazing?
It's unbelievable.
It's fair to say I know more about fighting than Jimmy. Yeah. It's pretty fair to say. Yeah. It's okay. He knows more about comedy and pissing on people than me. Whatever the fuck he's into, getting pissed off. Excuse me.
But he may pick up better than you sometimes.
He like, what does he do?
But he may pick up a better score than you.
He does it all the time.
Yeah, and that's why we watch fights, right? Because you just never know. That's the best part of the beauty of the sport.
I was a surprise box. You never know what's going
to
happen.
Jimmy always picks better than me, but we are close this month, man. Are we close this month?
Yeah.
Or
now we're starting over. But yeah.
Last month it was what?
I think it was like 11. Jimmy had 11 right. You had 10 right or something.
All right.
Was, you know,
I'm right on close. His tail. That little freak. All right. Let's get going here. All right.
We are Valentina 100% here.
And you know, I love Valentina. Now I'm not gonna. And Johanna though, I do see the thing is this. After talk, isn't it rough after you're talking to her?
Yeah.
It's rough to go against her. She was and she was great on the phone, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was great. She's a badass. But I mean, now, then I think of all the times. Now, I've seen Johanna. Johanna's been in studio before, so it's a little harder for me. It's easier for you because you just talk to the girl. Johanna, I had my oldest, Angelina, with me when Chris Weidman fought Kelvin Gastelum over in Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah.
And won. What a fucking great fight.
Yeah.
But that was such a great moment. I love Chris Weidman. He's such a great guy.
Great guy.
He's such a great guy. I can't say enough about him.
Unbelievable show.
And so then Johanna was there, and she was going to, for the camera, my daughter was going to put like a rear naked choke on her. She's like, you ready? And then they didn't film it, but she was so sweet. But, man, it's rough to say. I mean, Valentina beat her 3 times in Muay Thai. Listen, it's got to be in your head. When someone beat you 3 times in what you are an expert at. Listen, I don't give a, if it was a decade ago, I don't care if it was 10 years, 10 months ago. Someone still bested you 3 times. Yeah, that's what I'm drinking now, Henzo. Henzo is amazement. This is good for your gut health, Henzo. Wow. And I switched from eating, not only am I laying light on the gluten, I switched from eating gas station pizza to drinking kombucha. Wow. And there's no reason to touch that fucking. Nah, it's okay. I'll take it because I'm doing the right thing. I want to live for my kids. Okay, so I'm gonna go with Valentina by decision though, because Johanna is just so hard to.
You know, definitely Johanna is very tough.
You know,
has a mindset of the fullest. She really goes after the opponents and really tries to beat them up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very good fight.
It is.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be violent.
Oof.
And it is. And it, you know what?
Women are so angry. Have you noticed this when they fight?
And when you, yeah, they're great.
They're different. They go at it. There's no studying. There's no, you know, there's no, I'm going to do this. I'm going
to. Besides that first loss that Johanna took to a Rose, in that rematch, another one. Razor thin. I remember being like, yo, that could go either way.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? And you could say the same thing when Valentina fought Amanda Nunes. That could go either way. These girls are this is as high as it gets as far as with women's MMA, as far as technique goes,
and as far as
toughness goes, as far as girls who belong in there. If I had to show like somebody, all right, if they ask, like, oh, man, UFC, and girls are fighting, I say, watch this fight coming up this weekend. Yeah. If you want to see if some girls got some skills and where they're at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, this is an amazing card.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think that you could say about the co-main and the main, this is as close as it gets. I mean, these are the two best in those two divisions.
You know?
They both ladies cut their teeth in with a similar background in the Thai box, and they were in the same tournaments for many, many years. And then you look it seems clear on the paper, at least. Valentina has the advantage in. She's a judo black belt, right?
Yes.
And like, a ground game is no. You could see it's no joke. She knows what she's doing. Whereas Johanna, you could argue, isn't as maybe experienced. So, and she's coming up, Johanna, right? In weight.
She's coming up, which is an X factor there because she's had some hard cuts. So this is better for her to be fighting at 125. But Valentina is coming down, and this is more of her natural weight. So she's happy with this. You know.
Yeah, so the negation of those things, you can say coming up, coming down in the middle, and then the fact that they have a similar striking background. Then on paper, like you look at Valentina and you say, well, she could have the advantage in terms of she can take that fight down and be confident that, like, you know, she can end it there. So I don't know. I think it's a fascinating draw because...
Well, you get off the fence, Jamie English. Who you pick?
I'll go for the upset.
You going... What is the upset? Who's the favorite in this fight?
In my opinion, Valentina is the favorite. So I'll go
for the
upset.
Is she the favorite?
I believe she is. I can check right now.
So you're going with Johanna?
I'll go with the upset.
All right, bye.
Decision.
Man, it's going to be... And when you think about the grappling, even if Valentina, if anything, if she adds in a takedown, that maybe could help in the scoring of a round. But Joanna's not a girl that could be held down. She's not a girl and beat up. She's not a girl that could be taken down and held down. Because there's girls like Claudia give me her last name really
Gedalia.
Quick. Yes, Gedalia, of course. Yeah. Who's phenomenal. I think she's a great fighter. She and girls and who else took her down that was taking her down a bunch? Joanna just does not accept being taken down and held down.
Yeah. Well, Tisha Torres was trying to take her down.
Yes,
the last fight.
She's great at taking away the. She has good takedown defense and. Man, she's hard as hell to keep down. So I don't think that's going to – I think a lot of this is going to be decided on its feet.
Yeah, I do.
The fact that she beat her three times, that's what put me over the edge with, picking Valentina. Let's get it – would you ever pick
No,
that?
I didn't give my pick. Go, I was going to say, actually, I just looked. So Valentina, according to the site that I'm on, is a big favorite, a minus 345 to Joanna's plus 275. So that's almost a 3-1 underdog for Joanna. I hear what you're saying. I think that it could end up going to the ground. I think they are pretty evenly matched on the feet. You know, you never know what could happen there. I'm actually just going to take Valentina by third round submission. Maybe she drops her. Maybe she jumps on her back.
That could happen.
It definitely could.
That could happen. Henzo, don't touch the soundboard. Henzo.
She finished Juliana Pena like that, and she has 7 submission wins to 4 knockout wins, Valentina, in MMA.
Henzo, seriously, what do you think? Henzo, don't laugh at him. That's Chris the producer. Why, you're a guest here. How dare you, Mr. Henzo?
He'll be making fun of us if that happens.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And we all know that's going to happen now.
Wait a second. I'm dying. Didn't Valentina Juliana
Pena? Yeah, Juliana Pena. Yep, Pena, that's what I'm saying.
Did you say that?
Yep.
All right.
You were busy laughing at me.
I was too busy trying to take shots at Chris Medusa. All right, Chris Medusa.
Lobbing grenades.
God, all I know is, and I have nothing against, I hope it's a great fight, but I hope that doesn't happen. Only because I just don't want this guy to be smiling. Look at him smiling already. But listen, it's going to be a good fight.
Yeah.
Listen, this next one, this main event. This fucking main event. This main event of Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega.
Wow. Henzo. That's a fight.
Henzo, and we just had Max in here. Brian is a friend of the show also. I like his trainer, James. Might be my favorite guy out of all of them. Yeah. That guy's a great. You know, you got this boxing trainer that takes care of him. They have a good bond, and he's just that guy. I like James. He's great. James, he's very eager to be in here, and just he likes the show, and he's a good man.
He works out the strategy with him. I mean, he had the Frankie fight. He had said that they had been training that uppercut for a while. He found it.
James is his guy, man, for sure. I love Max, too. So let's just get all that out of our head, pretend I'm not really cool with both dudes, which I am, and let's talk some turkey here. Master Henzo, kick this off.
My man,
I hate to do this to you.
It's a tough.
You don't have to.
No. But I do believe Brian will walk out victorious from this one. You know.
I know what you're thinking, and this is what I'm thinking. I don't know if this is what you're thinking, but what I'm thinking, Henzo's like, man, is that I think the jiu-jitsu will make the difference. I think that this.
That's what I think.
I think that if this thing totally took place on its feet. I think that Max will be too much. He will overwhelm. But I think he needs. He got his arm around Cub Swanson's neck. It was like a fucking. It was like a hyena on a fuck. I mean, I watched a lot of these animal fucking things. Henzo, these hyenas. I was watching a hyena versus a fucking elk or something. Yeah. It got its leg and it was done. Done. It was anyway. But listen. But seriously, I usually use Pitbull, but I've been watching those hyenas lately. Yeah. He gets a grip of something. I just think his jiu-jitsu is going to be on that next level. But, man, and I love – man, Max is one of my favorites, man. What Max versus Jose Aldo –
extremely tough guy.
And Max on top. And his jiu-jitsu is no joke. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think his jiu-jitsu is very dangerous, especially on top. But, you know, you look at his fight maybe. I believe he lost to Dennis Bermudez. Didn't he get? I think that probably was from takedowns. If it was back in the day, does my mind fucking with me?
Well, he hasn't
check that out really quick. That was
years.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it was a split decision, but it was split a loss. Decision. It was in 2013.
It was a while ago.
Yeah,
and I could nothing but great things to say about Max. And I think this is just a phenomenal. There's not another fight I could think of besides possibly Raging Al versus Kevin Lee coming up. Sorry, because I'm fucking invested in that, obviously, and that's gonna be a great fight too. Their main event thing. That's December 15th in Milwaukee. I'm going to go with Brian Ortega, and I'm going to say it's going to be a – this is going to be a fight, man. Yeah. I'm going to say it's going to be a third-round submission.
God damn it. That's exactly what I
– Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God, yeah. Because I'm thinking – because here's the thing. Max is a volume striker. So if he's going to get a finish, it's not going to happen in the first round. Unless he catches him, obviously, he could knock him out. But more than likely, it would take a few rounds for Max to develop his striking. It would go – you know, towards the middle of the fight, towards the end of the fight. And I think the longer it goes, Ortega becomes more likely he'll be able to grab something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go third round submission as well. But love both of these guys, and this is an unbelievable fight.
Jamie English.
Holloway decision.
Holloway?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Holloway decision. Hey, listen. I just think Jamie likes to be different sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. I'm not flexing yet. Do it again. Enzo, really seriously though, use that last one. All right, listen. Let's plug some shit. This weekend, December 8th, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's UFC 2. Wait, the number's not up there.
Oh.
The fucking number's not. I'm doing it so professional. And the fucking number's UFC 231. It's going to be a good time. I know I'm watching it. Right now, I'm going over to the Enzo Gracie Academy on West 30th between 7th and 8th. That's what I'm doing. I'm hanging out with Master Enzo for the fucking day and Jamie English. Who's got it better than me? Can I borrow a kimono?
Hell
yeah.
Can I?
12. Can you give you 12 kimonos?
A2. A2 now.
See, it's going to be tight.
It's going to be tight. What do you mean it's going to be tight?
Well, you're looking this man.
Oh, thank you. See, it's different. When I say I lost, some people, like some like guys are like are normally skinny. If you say you look skinny, they go, what do you mean? My old roommate, Rodrigo, somebody, oh, you look skinny. The motherfucker would go hit the gym. Oh, my God, my legs. Me? You start saying I look big. I'm like, I'm used to being a fat guy sometimes.
Chubby.
My hashtag used to be chubby yet dangerous. Now I'm just going to have to do, now I'm going to have to switch it to stocky yet dangerous because God damn it, am I looking svelte. What do you want to plug, Jamie?
I want to plug Caitlin Chukagian.
First of all, keep this fucking thing clean. Don't go that route. Go ahead. Chris Producer is going to take that out so we don't get charged as best
they Caitlin's fighting Jessica I.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. It's
on
fine.
The prelims to 231, and she's one of our girls, and we're really looking forward to that fight. So, yes.
I am so. I'm looking forward to that fight because it is a. I like the skill set with both girls.
Yeah.
But. Caitlin is part of the team here, yes. Team Enzo Gracie.
Yeah.
Jessica I, who trains over with Stipe, he's been at my place a ton of times, and she's a sweetheart of a girl. So it's really...
Her brother is amazing guy, too.
Who's that, Jessica I's?
Yes. Brother came over too.
That's why I do not want to pick this one. I'm happy they're not on the main... I'm actually happy they're not on the main card. I'm just looking forward to a good fight. Okay? Yeah. What else do you want to plug?
Enzo Gracie Academy, 224 West 30th
Street. Right, say Academy right away.
Change your life.
Damn right it would.
Change your life.
Change my life.
Change my life.
I'd be a hobo.
Wow.
Mr. Enzo, anything Enzo, photo? Where do these get? Where can anybody besides myself today get one of these Fodacy shirts? Because I live by the word fuck it.
Yeah, we
I live by that.
We post it on Instagram. Just go on my Instagram, Enzo Gracie BJJ. Enzo Gracie BJJ. And you're going to be able to find
all the these nitwits out there that they don't know that Enzo is spelled with an R, like
yes,
Renzo.
It's Renzo. R-E-N-Z-O. G-R-A-C-I-E, BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And Galler, if you want to learn Jiu-Jitsu online, it's an amazing source of
I heard knowledge. You're getting a special guest today.
We have a very special guest today.
Yeah? All right, everybody. Listen, thank you for listening.
Thank you,
guys. I want to thank Jamie, my co-host.
Thank you,
guys. I want to thank Chris, the producer, for doing all he does.
Yeah, Chris.
And I want to thank Master Enzo Gracie for, if it wasn't for you, there would be no me.
Get out of here. You would do it.
I'm starting to tear up. Let's get out of here. Bye, everybody.
A champion is a champion.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you listen to your podcast. It's not my business.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.